Well, hello again. It is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth Radio Broadcast. Hey, it's great to be here again. And you know, the Lord didn't come back yesterday, but he could have. I believe he could have. I hope you're ready for him to come back. We're talking this week about the cross. Oh, the cross, it interprets life. And yet within the cross of Jesus, we see these apparent contradictions. At the cross, you meet joy and sorrow, and you meet the law, and yet the deliverance from the law. There at the cross, you see the humiliation of Christ, and yet it's his greatest place of exaltation. We've mentioned earlier how Jesus takes the cross, which was a place of shame, and he turns it into a place of triumph. So much so that the early church is able to say, God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the cross, you see Satan's victory, but yet you see Satan's defeat. At the cross, you see, and you meet and you encounter the very door to heaven and the very door to hell. Oh, aye. When we look at Christ crucified, we discover the divine proclamation and interpretation of the things of God, and we find the key to God's character. Where? At the cross. You want to know what the cross is all about? Or you want to know, rather, what God is all about? Take a look at the cross. And we'll be doing that over this next few days and learning things about God and about man and about sin and about the gospel and about law and about the service which we offer to God. Oh, yes. And the purposes of God, we see them interpreted at the cross. And there we see men at the cross, and we see how depraved and desperate they are, and we see the hatred they have towards God. You know, the cross is the great interpreter. It really shows us what man is like. That's the first thing I want to draw to your attention today. Look, by means of the cross, God has shown us what is in man. And in the cross, man has spoken loudly and clearly. I know God has spoken, but man has spoken at the cross. He's come out of hiding. Aye. He's taken his mask off and he's exhibited himself and he's made it very clear what he thinks of God and what he thinks of God's being and God's authority and God's character and God's law and God's love. Aye, yes, it was the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, according to Acts 2:23, that was at work there. But listen, let me ask you a wee question. Who was it who erected the cross? Who built the cross? It was man who built the cross. It was man who nailed the Son of God to the cross. Oh yes, man gave vent to the feelings of his heart. Where? At the cross. And God allowed that. God allowed man to express himself. And boy, did he express himself. He expressed his hatred towards God and the lovely Lord Jesus, God incarnate. You know something? Knowing the death of the cross was the worst of all possible deaths, man deemed it the fittest one for the lovely Son of God. You know, they could have stoned Jesus and done away with him or murdered him or something. Oh no, 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 no. That wouldn't do nothing. Would make them happier than crucifying the Lord Jesus. Let me ask you, do you love him? Or do you hate him? I'm going to leave that with you. Because it's either one or the other. There's no in between. Love him or hate him. And that's the gospel truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming of The Gospel Truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you. Our address is P.O. Box 541, Kingston Springs, Tennessee 37082. Our website is www.milesmckee.com. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.